We are blessed. A new day, a new week to praise the Lord, to be loved and to love. Thank you for joining us today in prayer, my friends. I'm Father Ron Hoy. This is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the summer following my senior year of high school, I was part of a youth service retreat. In preparation for the retreat, we were asked to memorize some scripture verses. Among them was today's verse from Colossians. I think part of the reason they had us memorize this verse was because they knew that the kind of service we would be doing would sometimes be messy or monotonous. To this day, whenever I'm tasked with something that I deem messy or monotonous or just difficult, I often will have Colossians 3:23 running through my mind. Whatever you do, work at it with your whole heart as working for the Lord. All too often, we can be caught up in appearances. We can be caught up in looking good or being preferred by our supervisors or those responsible for us or trying to impress people. But when I keep in mind that even the most lowly tasks are done most importantly for Jesus, it not only helps me keep my eyes fixed on Him, but it helps me keep my eyes off of myself. I remember the first time I visited the convent and I felt called to our particular community. One of the apostolates is an education apostolate that I felt particularly drawn to. The healthcare apostolate, however, was something that turned my stomach. I had never been one for needles or for biology or chemistry classes. But when I spoke this to the superior, she told me that if I was called, I had to come no matter what job I was given, because being a religious sister is not about what I do, but about who I am. St. Catherine of Siena famously quipped, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." When we do what is ours to do in each moment of each day, with a heart for the Lord, knowing that He is our true master, knowing that He is the one who at the end of our lives will settle accounts with us, when we're no longer concerned with the earthly standards of success or prestige, and simply receive our daily tasks with humility, carry them out with humility, and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, then we will experience what it means to be fully alive, to experience a heart that is set ablaze, and to become a heart that will set the world ablaze. Jesus, we ask you to keep our eyes fixed on you and to trust that our work has dignity no matter how great or how small the task.
Gathered as a family of faith, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have the power to bring life out of death. You breathe your very spirit into us, for you are the one and only true God. Lord, I am asking you to bless us this day with this promise. I am also asking that you give us the understanding to serve you with all our heart, our mind, and talents. And this we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer today. Go forth in the peace of God, and we'll see you tomorrow.